Thanks for listening to messages here at First Baptist Church Monticello. We are a multi-generational church in the panhandle of Florida that is committed to worshiping our great God, growing closer to Jesus Christ, serving God by serving others, and sharing the good news about Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Be sure to like us on Facebook and listen to our messages anytime on our website, fbcmonticello.org. Thanks for being part of our FBC family, and enjoy the message.
We're starting a new series of messages this morning entitled A Season of Thanks, and certainly thankful for these students leading us in worship today. And what an encouragement it is for a group like that to be solid in their faith and to be able to sing about it and use their talents to serve God. But a season of thanks, and so this is we're in November, and this is an opportunity that we have to think about what we're thankful for, that leading up to that Thanksgiving meal when we gather around the table with our families and offer thanks and have a great meal together. But this morning, we're going to look at a psalm, Psalm 136, that is a psalm of thanksgiving, and it's a very special psalm. So if you have your Bible, open it up to Psalm 136, and we're going to read from that passage, and we're going to stay very close to that passage for the remainder of our time together this morning. And this is the psalmist here. We don't know who the psalmist was. Which psalmist it was, but the psalmist here is giving us reasons we have to be thankful to God. And so this can serve as kind of a primer to get us into that Thanksgiving spirit and that Thanksgiving season. So if you found your place in Psalm 136, it's also on page 535 in your worship Bible there in the pew in front of you. If you're a guest with us this morning and you don't already have a Bible, we'd like for you to take one of those worship Bibles, one of those pew Bibles with you as our gift. But if you don't have your own Bible, it's there, page 535 in your worship Bible. So now that you've found your place, hopefully, please stand in honor of the reading of God's Word. Psalm 136, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank You that we have so many things to be thankful for. And Father, would You bring those to our minds and hearts today as we look at this Psalm 136. And Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be acceptable in Your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Father, we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hope you have your message notes and you can follow along with us. The first thing there is this is a beautiful song of thanks. This is a beautiful song of thanks, and it's a very special psalm, especially as we think about all of the things that we have to be thankful for. And you'll notice when you're reading through this psalm that this phrase, His love endures forever, repeats over and over again. And if you read through the whole psalm, and we're going to look at the whole psalm today, it repeats that phrase, His love endures forever, 26 times. So throughout the psalm, that phrase, His love endures forever, repeats 26 times. And this is a phrase that's used in many Old Testament passages. We first see it in 1 Chronicles 16 when David brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. And then again, we see it in Psalm 100, and this is a familiar psalm to us as well. It says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And then another place that this same phrase, his love endures forever, is found is in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13. And that was when the temple was completed and it was dedicated to God. And listen to what happened in the temple. It says, the trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord, accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. The singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang. And listen to what they sang. He is good. His love endures forever. And that God would bless us with a moment like this. Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud. And the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. Listen, I will gladly give up my preaching time for a moment like that, that we are so overwhelmed at the presence of God in our midst that all we can do is continue to proclaim, He is good, His love endures forever. And so this is a very special psalm. So in Psalm 136, we get this picture of this psalm being used in worship as God's family has gathered together. And it could have been sung, or it could have been kind of a responsive reading that the Levite, the priest, would say the phrase, and then the congregation would say, His love endures forever. And this word love endures forever, it's a Hebrew word, and the English pronunciation of it is chesed. And this chesed is a word that's rich in meaning. And it talks about the undeserved goodness, love, and mercy of God in our life. The New International Bible translates this word chesed as loving kindness. It's God's loving kindness in our life that we don't deserve. It's His mercy, it's His love, and it's His faithfulness to us. And so we see that why this phrase is included in the psalm of thanksgiving, because it's the love of God, it's His loving kindness in our life that becomes the foundation of what we have to be thankful for. Now we're going to look through this psalm and we're going to see many things that we have to be thankful for, but the foundation of it all is that loving kindness, His love endures forever for us, that becomes that foundation of why we should be thankful to our great God. Imagine that, a psalm with 26 verses, and after each phrase, that statement, His love endures forever. Now, some of you in this room, you've kind of criticized modern worship music that it's, and you use this phrase, and it's not a good phrase, a 7-11 song. It's the same seven words sung 11 times. And again, it's not a flattering thing when you say that, but hear from God's word in Psalm 136. We have 26 stanzas, and those same words, His love endures forever, those same four words repeated 26 times. And so that's pretty amazing. We might want to rethink that whole 7-11 criticism. So we're going to look through this psalm, and we're going to see the many reasons that we have to be thankful to God for His rich blessings, and the foundation of it all is His loving kindness, that His love endures forever. And the first reason we have to be thankful is we thank Him for who He is. And that's found in those first four verses that I read a moment ago. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. That's a phrase that just resonates with us. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Listen, there is no other God like our God. There is no one that's even close to our God. And notice in verse 1, it talks about the character of God. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. That is his character, is that He is good and He loves us. His love endures forever. And that's how He treats us, isn't it? Even when we are sinful and we are living apart from His will in our life, He loves us and He draws us back to Himself, and He disciplines those that he loves. He's good. We can count on the goodness and the love and mercy of God in our life. There's never going to be a moment that God has a bad day or that he disciplines us out of anger or anything like that, because he is good. And then in verse 2, it talks about that he is the God of gods. There is no one like our God. There's no other God. And it's interesting, the capitalization of God, thinks, give thanks to the God, capital G, our God, of gods, lowercase g. All the other gods that people would worship would be that lowercase g, because there's no one like our God. And another reason there in verse 3 is give thanks to the Lord of lords. There's no other master. There's no other controller than our God. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. And then in verse 4, it says, to him alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Listen, there's no one like our God. And in this passage of scripture, it uses a number of the names of God. Give thanks to the Lord, and that's Yahweh. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God, that's Elohim. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, that's Adonai. And so we've got a number of the words and names of God represented in this passage of scripture. And we need to thank him simply for who he is. Now, how many times do we go to God and it's because we want something, right? We spend time in prayer and we spend time thinking about God, and it's always about what God can do for us. You know, we get to the bottom, we get in an impossible situation, then we reach out in prayer and we say, God, I need help here. I need, you know, and we go to our Heavenly Father that way. How much better is it for us to understand what a great God we serve and just thank him strictly for who he is? Not for what he does for us, not for how he's provided for us or any of that, just for who he is, and that we can be associated with him, that we can be his children. Listen, there's no one like our God, and we thank him for who he is. And I would challenge you to think about the amount of time that you spend in prayer and in devotion with God, and it's just focusing your attention on who God is and that being enough. Listen, Jesus is enough for us, and we can thank him for who he is. The second thing there on your message notes is we thank him for his creation. We thank him for his creation. And this time of year, it's great to be outside. Some of our fall colors, even as far south as this, are changing. We just like that breath of fresh air, and it's such a beautiful time to be outside. We had a great time over at Miss Mabel's for her harvest party. And it was just great being outside and just enjoying the beautiful nature. I couldn't help but she has this just beautiful back pasture there at the house, and I couldn't help but kind of scan the tree line a little bit while I was standing out in the back to see if I could see some deer movement or some other type of movement while I was there. It's just great to be outside. And we can certainly this time of year appreciate thanking God for his creation. But listen to what this psalm says in verses 5 and following. It says, who by his understanding made the heavens, who spread out the earth upon the waters, who made the great lights, the sun to govern the day, the moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. Listen, we can look around us and we can see the creation that God has made, and we can say, thank you, God. You are a great creator. You are masterful in what you have created. We see it all around us. One of my other favorite psalms is Psalm 19, and I pray a portion of Psalm 19 most Sunday mornings, and this is also a psalm of praise about God's creation. Listen to it. This is Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes into all the earth. Their words into the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. And so we see this repeated throughout the Psalms, that we can praise God, that we can thank God because of his creation. He has made it all, and it's all for his glory, and we are part of it, and we get to enjoy his great creation. I would encourage you to get outside and just enjoy nature and God's creation, and thank God when you do. When you see that sunset, when you experience just that time where you wonder at the greatness of God's creation, you can thank him for his creation. The third thing is that we thank him for his redemption. In Psalm 136, it begins to talk about the people of God as they're delivered from Egypt. And we are on a similar track as the people of God were in the Old Testament. Listen to this passage. It says, "To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a mighty hand and outstretched arms, to him who divided the Red Sea asunder and brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever." That is what God did for his children. He listened to the cries and the prayers of his children, and he rose up a redeemer, Moses, to go and deliver his people from the hand of Pharaoh. And listen, we are on a similar journey of faith, because we were once oppressed and we were once separated from what God, the best life that God would have for us. And God sent us Jesus as our redeemer. And we can thank him for his redemption in our life, that he's delivered us from the slavery that we had to sin, that we are no longer a slave to sin, but we can be free in Christ. And so we can thank him for his redemption. Listen, we need to be thanking God every day that he has saved us, that he's alive and active in our life. That's a reason for us to thank him for who he is, for his creation, and what he's done in our life. He has redeemed us back to himself. He has provided a way that we could be redeemed. What a great God that we serve, that he has redeemed us in that way. God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we need to thank him for our relationship with Jesus and thank him for that redemption. And that's found there in verses 10 through 14 in Psalm 136. We can also thank him. This next passage of the psalm talks about how he fights for us, that he fights our battles for us. The psalm goes on in verse 15 to say, "But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea." God was acting in their behalf. "To him who led his people through the wilderness, to him who struck down great kings and called and killed mighty kings, Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever." These are examples of God leading his children on their journey to the promised land and him running interference for them and him fighting the battles for them. And you see, we need that same thing on the journey that we are on. We need God to fight our battles, and we need to rely on the strength of God in our life. We can thank him because he fights for us. He hasn't saved us and left us alone, but he has saved us, and he says, "Walk with me and I will fight your battles. I will give you the strength to do the things that you need to do on this journey of faith that you begin." And so we can thank God that he's alive and active in our life and that he fights for us. We thank him because he fights for us. I'm so thankful that God is in control and that I am not. Because if I was in control, I would make a mess of things. But since God is in control and he invites us to join him in his work, we've been studying that principle in our Experiencing God study. He's actively at work, and he invites us to join him in his work, that he works through us. He fights our battles for us, and we can be thankful for that. When was the last time that you thanked God for his activity in your life, him doing what only he can do in your life? We need to thank him, especially during this time of year, And all year long, we need to thank him because he fights for us. And also, we thank him for his provision. And this is getting down, this is getting down towards the end of the psalm when we thank him for his provision in our life. And listen, this comes naturally to us, especially when we sit down at the Thanksgiving table and all of the food is out before us and all of the scents are filling the room and y'all are thinking, okay, stop, that's enough. It's coming up on lunchtime. We don't need to be thinking about all this food. But we sit down at this amazing spread of food and it just comes natural for us to say, thanks God. You have provided for us, and here our family is assembled around the table and we enjoy this. But listen to these verses starting at verse 23. He remembered us in our lowly estate and freed us from our enemies. He gives food to every creature. His love endures forever. He provides for us. And we need to thank, no matter how hard we work, no matter how trained we are, we need to thank God that we have what we have in the provisions that he's given us. Being thankful and being satisfied with what we have seems to be a lost art in our society. We need to be thankful and we need to be satisfied and we need to say, God, thank you for how you've provided for me and for my family, and we thank you. And listen, this Thanksgiving, this attitude of gratitude and this Thanksgiving, it doesn't just automatically happen. It's something that you deliberately do, that you take your attention off of what's going on in the moment, you take your attention off your phone or other device, and you say, God, I'm going to thank you for who you are. I'm going to thank you for your creation. I'm going to thank you for the redemption that I have in my life, my salvation. I'm going to thank you, and I'm also going to thank you that you fight for us, that you fight for me, that you're on my side, and I thank you for how you've provided for me and my family. We need to thank God. It needs to be a habit of our life to find ways to thank God and thank him for his provision. And that leads us down to the last verse of Psalm 136. It says, "Give thanks to the God of heaven; his love endures forever." And it's almost like bookends on either side. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good; his love endures forever, is how we start this psalm, and then all the way through to the end of the psalm, it says, "Give thanks to the God of heaven; his love endures forever." And so this psalm cries out to us and instructs us to join the psalmist as we thank our great God because his love endures forever. And it's that love that's the foundation of our thankfulness. It's because he loves us that he has created us and he takes care of us. It's because of his love that he's redeemed us back to himself. It's because of his love that he fights for us and that he's concerned for us. It's because of his love that he provides for us. And so we have this encouragement found in this great psalm to thank the Lord, to be thankful to our great God. Are y'all ready to try something different? Are y'all still here? What we're going to do, this psalm would have been used in worship. And so what we're going to do is we're going to conclude our message time with a responsive reading of sorts. And so as your worship leader, I am going to say the phrase, and then you as a congregation are going to say, "His love endures forever." And if you want to look at the scripture in the Pew Bible, again, it's right there on page 535. It's also going to be on the screen. You can look at the screen. And what I hope happens over these next moments as we are living out and as we are proclaiming the reasons that we have to be thankful to God, I hope that God works a work in your life and that thankfulness begins to well up in your soul. Because we have so much to be thankful for, and thankfulness is the last thing that sometimes we are. And so 26 times you're going to say, "His love endures forever." I think you can do it. And I hope that as as we go through this, it really starts settling down deep in your soul. There are reasons that I should be thankful. And his love endures forever. And we can't do something like this seated. I mean, we wouldn't, you know, handle the word of God like that. So if you are able, I would like you to stand, and we are going to read Psalm 136 in its entirety, and I'm going to read the first part of the phrase, and then you're going to say that refrain, his love endures forever. Y'all are with me. Some of y'all are smiling, so some of you already have a feeling of what this is going to be like. And I'm hoping that rest of y'all will join us as well. Y'all ready? This is going to be a memorable moment. I don't know if you feel it or not, but we're on the edge of something, and it's okay. It's okay to have a good moment in church. It's okay to smile a little bit in church, especially if I'm struggling with the message. Smile at me a little bit, and it helps. All right. Here we go. And we're going to start off strong, right? I mean, this is God's word. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone does great wonders. Who by his understanding made the heavens. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. Who made the great lights. The sun to govern the day. The moon and stars to govern the night. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt. And brought Israel out from among them. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder. And brought Israel through the midst of it. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness. To him who struck down great kings. And killed mighty kings. Sion, king of the Amorites. And Og, king of Bashan. And gave their land as an inheritance. Now we're going on the home stretch here. So here we go. As an inheritance to his servant Israel. He remembered us in our lowest state and freed us from our enemies. He gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love certainly endures forever. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this psalm, and we thank you for the many reasons that we have to bless your name and to give thanks to you. And Father, may we never forget how your love endures forever, and help us to have grateful hearts, and help us to express that thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going to have a moment of invitation, and our musicians are going to come, and they're going to sing. And if you have a public decision of some kind to make for church membership or baptism, or you'd like to pray across the front, whatever you would like to do, this is God's invitation time for you. And then we're going to end our service with a song of thanksgiving. So let's pray as we begin this invitation. Father, we thank you. And in these moments, I pray you'd give courage and that you would draw people to yourself. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.